All right, KX93.5 every week is really happy to bring you City Chats, where we talk to another member of our local Laguna Beach City Department. And today we're joined by Chief Mike Garcia. He's been Laguna Beach Fire Chief for just over a year, and we're going to talk all about fire safety in town. How are you, Mike? Nice to have you.
Oh, thank you. Doing great and excited to be here.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to have you. I learned that you've been here for over a year, but you haven't been to our radio station yet, so welcome. Very glad to have you.
Thank you.
And of course, you know, our local community is more indebted and grateful than ever to our fire department. And there's a lot of reasons why. Of course, some people were here for the 93 fire and beyond and know what this town can suffer through. So I think the fire department, more than any department in town, people love. So we're glad to talk about what's going on lately. But why don't we start with you? So you're newly the chief in town, but I imagine you've been in firefighting for a long time. So how did this job come to you?
Well, you're right. I've been in the fire service now just over 33 years. It's been a passion of mine, and I really love what I do. I've worked for a small department, a mid-size, and an extremely large department. Spent the last 28 years in the city of Long Beach, working my way through the various ranks, working all the assignments, all the different bureaus, from public information to fire prevention to fire marshal. And I was getting to the point, getting towards the end of my career, wondering what, if I was ready to retire, what I wanted to do. I had a wife, three kids, two daughters that graduated college. My youngest son was ready to go to college, and I thought he's local at UCI. I thought I can do another 4 or 5 years. I saw that Laguna Beach had an opening. I took the test, and I was fortunate to work for this great city and such a great department.
Yeah. So what are some of the both maybe benefits and challenges that you've experienced in Laguna so far compared to other places that you've worked?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Some of them are just personal challenges. I come here new. I didn't know anybody on the department. I didn't know anybody on the city. I had to reestablish myself, build relationships. But I do know the fire service. And what was easy is that this city has a great group of firefighters, you know, committed, caring professionals that do a wonderful job. That makes my job easy. I just had to come in and I have to, you know, lead them and lead the city efforts in making the city even safer than it is. And I'm just excited to work here in this community. You have a good, caring, compassionate community. And we're just trying to do our best to make it as safe as possible for everyone that lives here and enjoys their time here.
Yeah. Have you worked in a community before that is so, I don't know, a politically incorrect word, flammable, you know, with all of our surroundings?
No, this is a first for me. You know, Long Beach didn't have quite the topography.
Yeah.
Laguna Beach is absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
And part of that beauty causes problems for the fire department. So I try not to be that negative Nelly
sure.
that talks negative. I love the beauty, but I also see the challenges with that beauty. And that's where my job is and the job that the city's taken to make it as safe as possible for our community. And that is a challenge.
Yeah. Well, so you joined the department last year right when the Aliso fire hit us. So how did that start? What contributed to its spread? And maybe what measures have been taken to prevent something like that in the future?
Well, that was a great welcome for me. I think I was on about 5 weeks
wow.
at the time. And it started on a Saturday. This particular incident started as from the carelessness of a young teenager. And that's why we always promote fire safety and safety. I don't think there was any intention, but even the smallest negligent actions can cause issues, as we see there.
Mm-hmm.
We know that we live in this beautiful area. The brush and the topography makes it what it is, but there's also those challenges and those dangers with it. A small ignition starts in some brush, slight wind increases it. As firefighters, you know, everyone calls everything bushes and trees. We call it fuel.
Okay.
And I know it's to some it's a derogatory term, but it is fuel. It ignites readily. And it grows, and it just keeps growing and growing. And that's where we get into problems with our wildfire. With the Aliso fire, we were very lucky. Not that it started. You know, that was unlucky. But the fact of the matter is that we had light winds. We did not have low humidity. There were no other fires challenging resources. So once it started, there was a lot of fuel, the brush. It grew fast, but we were able to get all the resources here. We had a great number of air and ground resources that were able to focus just on that fire, which is rare. As you know, when California burns, our resources get very thin, and we're able to successfully get that contained and extinguished without any injury, loss of life, or property. And that was a good resolve to that
yeah.
incident.
So were you guys pretty confident all along that it wasn't going to touch a structure or home?
I'd like to say yes, but that's not true. When it started making its way up towards top of the world, it started gaining momentum. It creates its own wind at times. We had little wind surges, and it started to race up there. So there were some times that we were very, very concerned, which is why we evacuated the top of the world.
Of course.
You know, I'd rather be safe. You know, it's all about saving lives. And we had to take that chance. But fortunately, we were able to stop it coming from the homes, and no one got injured or you know, lost property. So that's a success.
Yeah. Well, perhaps the first song on your list is a little bit of a mirror to your philosophy on on firefighting. I don't know. But Chief Mike Garcia in studio with us again for City Chat. So tell us why you chose Let It Be to kick off your songs.
You know, as a child, music was, you know, and through my adulthood, music is very important to me. I love music, and I love all genres of music. Actually, preparing for this interview, that was the toughest part, trying to figure out what songs I wanted to represent.
Yeah.
But, you know, growing up when I did, even though they were before me, I'm not that old, but the Beatles and Elvis Presley changed my view of music. And I absolutely love the Beatles, Paul McCartney, and Let It Be. And it was hard to pick a song. You know, every song from the Beatles to me is great. But I do enjoy Let It Be, and for no other reason except that it was my childhood, it was important to me, and it really evolved into my love of all types of music.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. And when the broken-hearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be. But though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see. There will be an answer, let it be.
Let it be.
right, again, we're with Fire Chief Mike Garcia for our segment City Chats, learning all about him and our fire department today on KX93.5. That was his choice, The Beatles' Let It Be. Awesome. Thank you for sharing that with us and a little bit of your childhood. So this year, we've had a whole lot of rain over the winter, more than I can remember living here. And maybe people think that means, oh, we're out of the drought, everything's wet, we're safe now. But perhaps why is that contrary in the firefighting world?
Well, first I will say, like everyone else, you know, firefighters, we love the beauty. We love the beauty of nature. And as a result of this rain, not only Laguna, but Southern California hasn't looked as beautiful as, you know, in such a long time that I could remember. But once again, you know, we do look at that as fuel. This green brush that we see that's beautiful, that has colored flowers, is going to dry out. And if you look down the canyon road, it's already started to dry out, and we're so early in the season. Our moisture content that we have in our area right now is still good, which is a good thing. But we know as the warmer weather comes, that moisture content's going to dry out. It's going to become less and less. That's going to be dry fuel. And it's going to add, if we have an ignition, it's going to add to our fire load. It's going to burn, you know, hotter, faster, longer, and cause problems. So that's our concern with the extra brush from all the rain.
I see. So in some ways, when the fuel or the bushes and whatnot are growing, and even though they're wet now, you're thinking throughout the whole season, like, uh-oh, the summer is going to be harder than it was last year because of this.
Absolutely. We try to look at the beauty now and enjoy it, but we're also looking ahead to say, what is it going to be like in a month, 2 months, especially as we get into late summer and we start getting into what used to be our fire season, red flag, low humidity, high temperatures, wind. It's a big concern. So we aggressively work at trying to minimize that. You know, we safety in Laguna is really a partnership. The fire department can't do it alone. The city is invested in our community safety, but we need the help of every homeowner and resident. We need to make sure that around their houses, they take anything that can burn, anything flammable, limit it. Look at your property 100 feet out. You know, we have planting guidelines because certain plants are more difficult to ignite. Take care of that property. And as we try to do our fuel thinning, removal, and modifications, just to slow down the fire, to thin the fuel so it doesn't burn out, doesn't burn as long, it can burn out quicker, it doesn't extend to a property, because our whole goal is saving lives first, property after that, and then the environment. So we're working hard with that. You can see our goats in some areas that have a lot of invasives. We have two groups of them out, which is rare. They're moving slowly because there's a lot of fuel to eat. We also have hand crews that go into the areas that are very sensitive, that have the beautiful plants, the native species that we don't want to hurt. And they're picking around that and trying to remove all the dead shrubs and the invasives. So to keep a sense of beauty there, but still provide that level of safety. And it's a year-long process.
Also, is this your first fire department with goats? Have you had goats before?
Never had goats before.
Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you. That's a pinnacle of my career. I love it.
I remember last year I met the goat herder. And I don't know if he's still there, but his name, ironically, was Agotio. Sounded like goat was in his name, which I thought was incredible. Is he still the goat herder?
He still is. He's been here for 22 years, and we hope to have him for another, you know, as long as we can, at least another 22.
I'm very glad to hear that. I love Agotio, and I love the goats. All right, so that's kind of what you guys have been doing to mitigate the brush, and some of what our local residents can do. Is there maybe a central place they can go to find a list of things to prevent their own backyards or front yards from being extra unsafe?
Absolutely. You can go to the city website and the fire department webpage. If you're downtown, come to the fire department, fire administration. We'll give you a pamphlet. You know, it's the Ready, Set, Go program that actually gets you prepared to leave as a last resort. But it also tells you how to prepare around your house for a wildfire. And we also offer a service where our firefighters will come down to your home and do a consult. And they will look around the property, identify areas that should be changed or augmented or replaced and fixed and moved, all those different things. And they'll work with you and give you a plan to help you around your house. All you have to do is call the fire department. We'll set you up with that. And we'll send a crew out there to help you make your place safer, to help all of us and your neighbors.
Awesome. All right, let's move on to your next song. Again, Chief Mike Garcia in studio of the fire department here in Laguna Beach, and you chose Aerosmith's Sweet Emotion. So tell us why that one came to be.
Well, it's funny. I told you, you know, the toughest part of this whole interview was picking those genres. Rock and roll, you know, people call it classic rock now. very important to me, and I found it very difficult to pick. But Aerosmith, that takes me back into my high school years and the love of rock and roll, and just a great, great song that brings up good, you know, reminds me of good times.
All right, again, that's Sweet Emotion, Aerosmith. It's Chief Mike Garcia's pick on City Chats today on KX93.5. He is our fairly new Laguna Beach Fire Chief, and we're really lucky to talk to him in studio today. So recently you went to a city council meeting and you talked about the core mission statements of the fire department. Do you have those, and could you share those with us?
Oh, absolutely. This fire department had a mission statement and values and vision. Obviously, but one of the things I did is I wanted to take a good critical look at what we do, how we do it, and our personal involvement and, you know, commitment to our community and our services. And we revised our mission statement. Our mission for the Laguna Beach Fire Department is to make Laguna Beach a safer community by protecting lives, property, and the environment through active prevention, public education, training, and emergency response.
Yeah.
And that fits exactly what we do. And in every decision, with our employees, when they need to make a decision, it falls within that mission of that department of what we're trying to accomplish here and provide the best community for our visitors and our residents.
Yeah. And I imagine our new council's been receptive to you and to that mission and to everything. Has it been nice working with everybody?
Absolutely. Yeah. The council's been great. They're very supportive. They care. They're involved, and they want to see the betterment, and they want to see us do good things in the community.
Yeah, and it's a big year for you guys. In addition to everything going on, it's the 100th anniversary of the fire department.
Our 100th year, yes.
This year. That's amazing.
Right, and people tell us, how could it be before the foundation of the city, right? And what it was is we went through documents, and when we look back, when the early settlers came into Laguna, obviously there were some issues with fire back then because they started forming groups for fire protection. And it wasn't working real well. So in 1919, one of the community elders decided that they needed to be more structurally organized. So they structurally organized a volunteer group of firefighters for the protection of the Laguna Beach community. And that happened in 1919. And it remained a volunteer group till about 1948 when they started getting paid personnel. And today we're a direct descendant of those decisions. Mm. Even though our firefighting equipment is modern, our training has been, immensely different, and our firefighters are trained even more so than our volunteers were. But we're a direct descendant of that decision made back in 1919, and we're proud of that.
Yeah. Is there anything you guys are doing this year to celebrate or commemorate?
Well, the rain kind of bummed us out a little bit.
Right.
Our big deal was we wanted to participate in the Patriots Day Parade.
Of
we
course.
Had every member of our department there, all of our equipment. We just wanted to show the community of how proud we were of the community and our department within the community, and that got rained out. We do have a committee of members that are looking forward for different events, and I'm not sure what they have planned, but they're looking to do something. We're not going to put on a big party or anything like that. That's not what we do, but we do want to memorialize this time and the efforts of those that came 100 years before us.
Yeah, decades of firefighters in this town. Mm-hmm. Well, amazing. Again, the segment's called City Chats with Chief Mike Garcia of Laguna Beach Fire Department today. We're going to close with one more song. You've got two, so I'm going to let you pick. You've got a Toby Keith and a Tim McGraw, so I know it was already impossible to narrow it down to four. Now I'm asking you to choose the last one.
Okay, I'm going to go with Tim McGraw.
Okay, tell us about that one.
Well, I've always had a love for, like I said, all genres of music. Country music's been a big part of me, ever since my childhood. I loved it through even my young adulthood. But as I get older, I just love the stories that are being told. And especially as I had kids and my kids are going on to make their lives, the song by Tim McGraw, Humble and Kind, just tells the story that really speaks to me and speaks to what I believe and that I hope my kids take through with their lives.
Awesome. Fire Chief Mike Garcia of Laguna Beach Fire Department, thank you very much for your time today on City Chats.
Well, thank you. It was great to meet you, and I was excited to do this, and I hope we can do it again.
Awesome. Closing with his last song, Tim McGraw, Humble and Kind.
You know there's a light that glows by the front door. Don't forget the keys under the mat. When childhood stars shine, always stay humble and kind. Go to church 'cause your mama says to. Visit grandpa every chance that you can. It won't be wasted time. Always stay humble and kind. Expect to
difference between sleeping with someone and sleeping with someone you love. I love you, ain't no pickup line, so always stay humble and kind. Hold the door, say please, say thank you. Don't steal, don't cheat, and don't lie. I know you got mountains to climb, but always stay humble and kind. When those dreams you're dreaming come to you, when the work you put in is realized, let yourself feel the pride, but always stay humble. Eat a root beer popsicle, shut off the AC and roll the windows down. Let that summer sunshine always stay humble and kind. Don't take for granted the love this life gives you. When you get where you're going, don't forget, turn back around. Help the next one in line. Always stay humble and kind.